This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 41-year-old Frank Reno Gerber is in prison in California, and he's likely to remain there. With three convictions and the state's three strikes law, Gerber is serving the implausible sentence of 100 years to life plus another 11 years. Gerber's wife, Evelyn, is in California, and the couple wants to have children by artificial insemination. When prison officials refused Gerber's request to mail a sperm sample to his wife, he brought suit. A federal magistrate ruled in his favor last year, writing that procreation is one of the basic civil rights of man. Then a U.S. district judge ruled that whatever Gerber's right to artificial insemination, it does not survive incarceration. So the inmate who wants to become a long-distance father took his case to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court in San Francisco, and yesterday, by a 2-to-1 vote, they upheld his right. We're joined by Los Angeles Times staff writer Greg Kerkorian, who's been covering this story. Greg Kerkorian, how did the majority of the circuit court decide this?
They decided basically in a two-step process. The first issue before them was whether or not they could determine whether somebody in prison, someone incarcerated, has a fundamental right to procreate, and whether that is a constitutionally guaranteed right. In resolving that issue, they went back to two Supreme Court decisions, one overturning sterilization of prisoners, and the other dealing with marriages of prisoners. Once they established that, then the only other issue for the circuit was to decide whether or not the practice itself would create some sort of safety issue, essentially, for the prisons. And when they didn't see evidence of that, they ruled in his favor.
There was, to put it mildly, to use the cliche, a stinging dissent to this ruling by the two circuit judges who found that Mr. Gerber does have the right to artificially inseminate his wife. What did the third justice say?
As you can imagine, this whole topic is sort of rife. It's a very serious topic, but it's also rife for sort of one-liners, and there were some lines in here that begged to be reprinted. I mean, one thing that Judge Silverman said was that, with the utmost respect to his colleagues, the majority's reading of the Constitution was as unprecedented as it was ill-conceived. He also said that the right both to marry and the right to not be surgically sterilized, in his words, is a far cry from holding that inmates retain a constitutional right to procreate from prison via FedEx. And as you probably know, this is a case that's come up, this topic has come up several times before in other circuits. This was the first time that a circuit court has held.
It's by no means the end of the story. I gather it could either go to the whole circuit court or to the Supreme Court.
Right, or it could also be that the Attorney General's office in California, which has jurisdiction over the case, will decide to argue on the topic that it has now been left with, and that is whether or not it can establish that there are safety or other penological reasons for this procedure to be denied to Gerber and, by extension, all inmates.
Did Gerber, the inmate and the plaintiff in this case, did he initially seek a conjugal visit with his wife rather than artificial insemination, or did he go straight to this solution?
He would have had to go straight to this solution because he is a lifer, and under California law, people who are sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole are not allowed conjugal visits.
He and his wife were married prior to the conviction.
Yes.
This isn't a jailhouse marriage.
Yes, which brings up another interesting issue, and that is whether or not, and again, this is some area where people will disagree, but the court doesn't really say whether or not this would be limited to, it doesn't really say that this would not be available to women if it ever considered that topic. It also doesn't say whether this is something that's just limited to couples that are married.
This ruling appears to bespeak a fairly tolerant attitude toward prisoners and a generous attitude toward the rights of prisoners. Is that what you normally get from the circuit court in California, or is this unusual in that sense?
No, for this circuit, it's very much the norm, and it's been a court that has had plenty of its decisions overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe 3 years ago, 27 out of 28 of its decisions were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a very liberal court, very much in contrast to what we see at the national level.
Well, Greg Kerkorian, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Greg Kerkorian is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times.